And now we continue our visit with Medford's current curriculum director, soon to be new superintendent, Laura Lundy. A couple of things Medford does really well. Special education. Can you discuss the future of special education in Medford, in your opinion?
I would say that in the United States, we are one of the greatest nations. And one reason is because we care about all of our kids. Our kids that have special needs and kids that don't have special needs. But it's very expensive to educate kids with special needs. And I think in Medford we do a great job, but it is expensive. We don't always get from state funding or federal funding enough money to do that. But it has changed. So I think that even when you and I were in school, we had the responsibility, but we didn't do it the same. So kids with special needs or very high special needs didn't necessarily come to school. And when they did come to school, they were in one room and we had one teacher. Now they're in school and we need to educate them. We need to have them learn. It takes a lot of people. It takes a lot of money to do that.
What about RVA, the Rural Virtual Academy? This is kind of an educational process that is relatively new because the technology now has caught up. What do you see as the future there?
Interesting fact, when RVA started, I was the very first principal of RVA. It started 19 years ago, and it was very small. And the idea behind it was to provide education for students that were homeschooled, to have them come into a school virtually and learn from certified teachers. It has grown since then. It is definitely more virtual. It is online. But I would say that the RVA does an excellent job of educating kids online. We believe in quality over quantity. And we really want our kids to be connected and have relationships with other kids and have a great education. And I think that that is why RVA has grown so much, because that's what we believe.
Tough question for you. What do you see as the biggest challenge facing the Medford School District in the immediate future, in the next couple of years?
Well, it's always going to be about upgrading our facilities. I would say that the way the funding is from the state, we don't get enough money to save up to update our facilities. We're always within our budget. We're always paying our bills. But to say that we could set aside $10 million or $20 million to upgrade our facilities, we just can't do that. So we are going to have to go to the community, and we're going to have to ask them again for a referendum, and that's going to be a challenge.
Coming up to become the superintendent, what have you really enjoyed about the journey in education thus far?
It's the people. I would say, I mean, I might be biased, but I would say that the people in the Medford School District are the best people. I work with amazing individuals who care about kids, and they want them to do well. And that is just, it's why I come to work every day, to work with those people that work with our kids.
Once again, my guest has been Laura Lundy. She is currently the curriculum director. Beginning on July 1st, she will become the superintendent of the Medford Area School District, taking over for the retiring Pat Sullivan. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for coming in, and best of luck.
Thank you.